The World Cup has been in the news for the past month or so. As you'd expect, it's been the big news. And as long as Spain is still in the tournament, it will continue to be very big here. They're in the round of 16 right now, the Sweet 16. And that's thanks to their victory against Austria a few days ago, where they won 3-0. 3-0, as they say in football talk. It was a convincing victory for the Spanish and their best game so far. They looked good. They had lots of opportunities. In fact, they should have, could have, and should have scored more. But anyway, hopefully they are going to peak at the right time. Their playing is getting better. Their game is getting better. They have a tough game against Portugal tomorrow, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, this game was a big one. It was played in Los Angeles. There were a lot of celebs there, especially Spanish celebrities, Penelope Cruz, Javier Bardem, rooting on the Spanish team from their VIP boxes. And along with them was Rosalía, who is the famous singer-songwriter from Spain, who has certainly become one of the most talented artists from Spain and arguably in the world right now. Her last album, Lux, or Lux, Lux, was an immense project, highly acclaimed with the critics, complex, sophisticated. It's an amazing album. And she was there at the game. And when Spain scored its third goal, which came from a great pass from Cucurella, a crossing pass that sort of curved arced right to the feet of Oyarzabal, who just basically pushed it in, but with finesse. Everyone stood up and cheered, and they focused on Rosalía. They happened to be playing one of her songs at the time after the goal, so she was especially excited. And she says, "Que fort," which in the language of Catalan, well, excuse me, that's in Catalan, and in Spanish is translated as que fuerte. Que fort, que fuerte. And fuerte or fort means strong, but the expression itself doesn't mean, oh boy, that was strong. No, it would be something more like, that's crazy, that's amazing, I can't believe it, it's unbelievable. It's used in that sense. And you can see from a distance, you can read her lips, and you can hear or you can see her saying "Que fort," and that was sort of a news item for the next day or two, in part to talk about how Rosalía was celebrating the goals and was really excited about it. So it was always nice to see famous people, celebrities enjoying themselves at the games. And being just another fan of the team. But a lot of people, especially in social media, but in a couple of news outlets too, you'd see them mention the fact that she said, Que fort. And that got me thinking because I was thinking, well, that makes sense because Rosalía is originally from Catalonia, and Catalan would be her native language, I'm sure. So why wouldn't she say that, I guess some of the people were commenting on it, not in a negative way, just saying, oh, you could see her say "Que fort." The pro-Catalan speakers were enthusiastic, were excited to see that. And a couple of people, I think, were surprised. That sometimes happens in this country. That's why I'm sort of bringing this up. A lot of people know this, but not a lot of other people. I'd say possibly more people do not know that in Spain you have several official languages. Actually, you have one language which is official for the entire country, and that is Spanish, Espanol. It's also known as Castilian. In Spanish, you say Castellano. And that sort of makes sense because if you go to the United Kingdom, you have different languages. And the most common language is obviously English. And they call it English because it's the language of England, of the English, as opposed to the language of Wales, the language of Scotland, and so on. So there's a logic behind some people using the word Castellano. And it's especially common in areas where there are also other official languages, regional languages. The biggest ones are Catalan, which is the strongest of the regional co-official languages. Then you have Basque in the Basque country, and that's known as Euskera. And then you have Galician in the far north, in the northwest, which is sort of like a mix between Portuguese and Spanish. And then you have Valenciano or Valencian from the region of Valencia, which for all intents and purposes is Catalan. It's a version of it. There are some changes there, maybe in the way you might have changes between British English and American English. It's still officially considered a separate language, a separate official language, because it's the co-official language in the region of Valencia. But essentially, it's Catalan. And actually, I can tell you more about that at a different time, because it's an interesting subject for a number of reasons. Then you have Aranese, Aranese, and there's a small valley in Catalonia where they speak a small number of people speak a language, obviously similar to Catalan, called Aranese, and that also has a status as a co-official language. There are other languages in Spain, but they don't have that status yet. If they ever will, I'm not sure. Asturiano or Bable, and then you have the one in Aragonese, which is also known as Fala, or which is known, excuse me, as Fabla. Then you have Extremeño, called Fala, and other languages. Anyway, Spain has a very long and healthy, well, I'm not sure always healthy, I shouldn't say that, tradition in different languages, except for Basque. The rest are Romance languages. Basque is a totally different ballgame. And these are languages that have been around as long as Spanish has, if not longer, as in the case of Basque, once again. So they've cohabitated for hundreds of years, over 1,000 years, and yet it continues to be a sore subject for some people. People are very pro-Catalan, will try to avoid speaking Spanish. That can sometimes happen. And as I was saying, in all those regions where they have those languages, they don't like the word español. They feel like it's sort of imposing on them. They prefer the word castellano, Castilian. And people sometimes in Spanish-speaking areas, like the center of the country, will get a little bit frustrated if they are spoken to in one of these languages. And it still surprises me, because this should be a more natural part of the culture here, of the diversity of this amazing country. And yet it's a complex subject. In fact, as I'm speaking here, I think I'm just going to have to maybe come up with a series of subjects, a series of podcasts talking about this. Anyway, an example would be the one I just mentioned to you. Here is the famous singer Rosalía, who was born and raised in Catalonia, so it would be perfectly natural for her to be saying "no way" in Catalan, which would be "que fort." And yet that sort of stood out amongst some people in social media and some of the news outlets who talked to how she mentioned "que fort," and they translated "que forte" as if it were that difficult to understand. It's not difficult at all. It just goes to show this country, which has this immense wealth, linguistic wealth, still at times doesn't seem to always know how to handle it and address it in a natural way. If she said "que fort," it should have been okay. No one should have said anything. But it's interesting. It just stood out to me. As I said, I think some people were just talking about it because they actually thought that was cool. But the fact that they're even mentioning it, I think it reminds us that this whole issue of languages in Spain, it has not ever been settled. It's been like that for a long time. And it continues to be an issue, or it continues to be talked about in many different ways, and even unsuspecting ways, like the celebration of a goal. Anyway, this is a tiny podcast, just a thought that came to mind as I was looking at it a few days ago, and I wanted to share it with you. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, or Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below or the link on our website. You can also check us out on our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.